Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, Letter Number 3035, Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Marcheshvan, Toshin Tezva, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvrachot. So the Rebbe says at this occasion, it happened that I found out that you come in contact from time to time lately and for many times with Mr. So-and-so, it doesn't say. And seems like also with his wife of the above. So, the Rebbe says, even though it is extra to encourage you to influence both of them in a proper way, again and again, until they'll make their home into a Hasidish home. Because for sure you recognize the importance, the greatness of this matter. Especially, the Rebbe says, as it relates to the above, because that person has many people that he influences, and therefore if you help him, you influence him. It doesn't say who the him is, but this becomes a public matter because he in turn has an influence on many people, so getting him involved more would get others involved more. The Rebbe says, since for all this time I hadn't heard from you anything about it, so I'm coming to encourage you and to ask you again and again to be mezarez you how important it is. I mean, sometimes, you know, you dealt with other people. I was just giving an example, maybe somebody like a Shlomo Karlbach or some other influential figure, and the Rebbe wanted to draw them into Hasidus so that they could then in turn also have Hashpah. I just threw out that name. I have no idea, but I'm just saying somebody that has an influence sometimes, maybe people follow, has a following, and maybe they have an ability to be drawn in and become more on a Hasidic level so that then they can further influence others. So the Rebbe said, what are you worried about? The Rebbe says, so the Rebbe calls it the Mordor Shechoyra, called the black gold, the gold black that brings a person fear, you know, your fear that maybe if you start reaching out to him, he's going to suspect you. Oh, you're trying to influence me. So you're worried about that. So first of all, the Rebbe says in the parentheses, okay, so what's the big deal? If they're going to suspect you in things like this, you know, okay, as long as they're not suspecting you of doing Averis or anything, they're suspecting you, you're trying to influence somebody. Mela, okay. But on the contrary, so the Rebbe says, you don't have to make it so obvious. You can find ways to diminish the suspicion. The Rebbe says, in either way, in any event, don't lose the opportunity because you're worried that people are going to think that you're reaching out to him because you're trying to make him more Hasidish. Don't lose the opportunity to bring the above closer to Hasidus, its directives, its customs, even to Judaism in general. That one needs to strengthen, not only become more Hasid, he has to become more religious as well. So the Rebbe says, encourage him over there, that's also part of it. So the Rebbe says, to my disappointment, to my pain, it's not only that the person has some wrong ideas, that he lacks the right standing, but also in practical matters. In other words, he's not as observant that he should be. So it's not only that he has not fully the right ideas, but he's also lacking in action. The Rebbe says, according to what I know, the wife of the above, although I only saw her once, I met with her once, I'm hopeful that not only will she not oppose it, but she's going to actually be supportive over time. And this is an area which actually your wife, may she live, can be influential, maybe even more than you. Basically, the Rebbe is asking him for his wife to reach out to the other one's wife, and the Rebbe says maybe that's even a more practical approach in order to reach out and bring them closer. I'm looking forward for the good news in the above, and also in your own matters. So the Rebbe basically is encouraging him. He knows that he meets up with this individual who's an influential. The Rebbe is asking him to reach out to him, to be makar of him, bringing him to Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, you need to help him a little bit with Yiddishkeit also. And the Rebbe says, his wife won't oppose it because he met with her, he knows, and she'll actually help him. And the Rebbe says, maybe get your wife involved. And maybe that would be a way, even a more successful reaching out to him to bring them in closer. So that would be a matter of the public, because then they will be beneficial to many.